Kutcher and Rich.
Self-help shenanigans.
On 98.5, the Sports Hub.
And now, our feature presentation.
It's Kutcher and Rich's Laugh Dammit.
.5 the Sports Hub. We're Kutcher and Rich. And, Rich, it is time for summer. You know, in the past, we've done 98 Mile. That's not happening this year. And, you know, it's nice during the dog days of summer to get something going to get people excited.
And this is something I'm excited about because by doing something similar, we have found several characters for this show. People who we have had in studio, and this would be more of that. Anytime we can get people from the outside to come in here and sit with us that we find interesting, I truly enjoy it. I mean, of course, the pasta guy was somebody we've found lately. The great Nora, who would carry her nips of alcohol in her purse. She was fantastic. But we are going to do something that could win you money. If this sounds like you, then listen up.
Is your skin 90% covered in Boston sports tattoos?
I was watching a game, and I said, I want my head to look like Tom Brady's helmet.
Do you still brag about that one time you saw Wahlberg?
I met Matt Damon and Ben Affleck at the corner store in Hanover.
Do you fail to remove the cigarette from your mouth?
Oh, my cigarette.
Before telling someone to kiss your ass?
Found a cigarette.
Then how would you like $1,000 to buy all the scally caps and scratch tickets you want?
Hey, you
want
to come to Marymount Park?
It's Rich's Ultimate Townie Contest.
Woo!
If you think you're the ultimate townie, tweet a video to @TutcherandRich, #Ultimate Townie Contest.
How'd you know about Revere Yankee?
In about a minute or less, show us why you are the ultimate townie, and you might win $1,000.
My girlfriend partied with them, Rhode Island.
It's Kutcher and Rich's Ultimate Townie Contest.
Hey, this is from me. This is from Nicky Knuckles to Anderson. I'm looking for you, you two-faced rat.
You can win $1,000 to buy all the roast beef that you want.
How's the roast beef?
All right.
There you go.
You go. My favorite part of that is, where do you know about Revere, you Yankee? Well, do you understand that this area is considered, that people nationally refer to Yankees?
Yep, that's right.
This is square right in the heart of it.
So here we go. If you want to win $1,000, first place is going to win $1,000 in this. Second place is going to win $500, and then third place, you're just going to win some pile of, I don't know, smokes and a Charlie ticket.
Hell of a good cheese.
That's not true. You're not going to get smokes, but we'll have to figure out what you're going to get.
It's something along those lines. A care package. But if you believe that you are the ultimate townie, make a video, like a minute or so. There's no real restrictions, but we don't want to watch something that's like, you know, as long as Gone with the Wind. So,
yeah, in the past, we had the heart attack guy.
Oh, yeah, Fat Joe.
Fat Tony. That just had a picture of his van, and there was like 1,000 packs of cigarettes and scratch tickets laid all over his dashboard. We had Nora, who just went through her purse and showed that there was indeed vodka and all kinds of alcohol. When she came into the studio, they were still there, even though she knew we weren't going to ask her or thought we might not ask her about it. We had the pasta guy who just said pasta.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
And he became a sensation that everyone wants to hear about. And, Rich, now is the time for people to get very excited about what's going on.
That's right. So once you tweet us those videos at Kutcher and Rich with the hashtag Ultimate Townie Contest, we will look at the videos and we will choose which people would qualify. Now, how we are going to screen them is we'll bring several of them up to the studio. We will talk to them. We will interview them. And the three that we deem the most worthy will compete in the ultimate edition of Townie Jeopardy. It's going to be Townie Jeopardy for cash, cold, hard cash.
Ooh, that's right.
$1,000 to the winner. So you got to know all the roast beef places. You got to know all of the Disney World knockoff amusement parks that are all around this great area. You need to, I mean, like the front and back, you have to worship the Everett monolith that is going to be falling from the sky with the Wynn Casino.
You're
going
to have to know about just how to win and trick the Keno people.
You need to memorize the blue line. So,
from Wonderland on up,
you need to have seen Bird play football for Everett High School, which apparently everyone knows Bird,
right?
If you head to Everett, but or you could be someone like this guy. It's funny, as I was trying to get sound clips for that, because we've had many years of the Townie Test, and of course some of the people have been in studio. I found this, and I forgot we had played this. And this is a gentleman, believe it or not, who was arrested at some point, and there is a very famous mugshot of him. Do you remember the picture of the guy who had the tattoo of the Patriots helmet on his head?
Yes.
Well, do you know that the news did a story about him as he was getting it done? So apparently he got it out there. Listen, I totally want this. Let's go back in the Wayback Machine, shall we?
It's the sound of dedication. Not pain, but pleasure for Victor Thompson, ready to turn his head into a helmet.
Something that popped in my head. I was watching a game, and I said, I want my head to look like Tom Brady's helmet.
If your mother could see you now, Victor.
Tattoo artist Gary LaRoche began working his magic with a stencil of the Pats emblem. Victor already had one side done on New Year's Eve. Like any diehard Pats fan, Victor's plan is to get every bit of the helmet down to the smallest detail.
Even the...
The dot with the microphone going in into the helmet.
In just what? 1 hour, they fit in the logo, and most important,
you
know, Brady's number 12.
You dot the offense, you're able to get the dot on your helmet so
Victor's
you can hear the
Pats
play.
Are no, I just think it's fun leading into a microphone. All the way to winning microphone. The Super Bowl, and when like, they do,
he's getting
this
dead
platinum
Iron Eagle
ink is
going
to be used to tattoo the Lombardi trophy right on his head.
And I'm going to have the years they won put right here.
Yes, it's about showing your biggest hero you're one of their biggest fans, but LaRoche says it's also about feeling good.
Just changing the way their appearance is, the way they boost their egos or makes them feel better.
I feel awesome, bro. I feel like I'm part of the Patriots.
No, no. Okay, certainly. Okay. No, you're playing dress-up, sir. If I put on Patriots pajamas and run out there, I'm not part of the team.
I have a feeling he thinks that if Brady sees him, he's going to invite me over to his house. He's gonna be my best friend.
And then really they're just going to run in fear
right.
And say, what kind of maniac are we dealing with at this time?
God. Somebody who got an entire helmet on his head. And surprise, he got arrested for something later on because it was one of the
How'd they identify him?
That's
what I want to know.
How did you know this was the guy?
Well, all right, so Rich, how do people get involved in this?
All right, you can go to our tweet us, at Toucher and Rich. Put a video, a minute long or so, showing us why you are the ultimate townie. And put the hashtag Ultimate Townie Contest, and we will choose several people. And starting next week, we'll bring them up in the studio. We will interview them and make sure they are worthy for our final Townie Jeopardy. For $1,000 to the first place winner and $500 to second place. That does not suck. There's real money on the line here. Once again, at Toucher and Rich, hashtag Ultimate Townie Contest. And I couldn't be looking more forward to this. I mean, the people that we have gotten from, as you mentioned, Fat Tony. And by the way, male, female, it doesn't matter. I don't care.
Oh, certainly it could be female.
Oh, hell no. Without a doubt.
Oh, absolutely. If you're like... Our friend Nora, absolutely.
And if you know somebody that'd be perfect for this, just tell them about it. Encourage them. I went to a business the other day, and I think the woman behind the counter, she would have been perfect for this. So I might.
Cash has a way of getting people motivated.
Well, that's how you can find the best of the best. You can find the best of the best.
Imagine what you could turn $1,000 into if you use scratchers.
How many packs of smokes is that?
It's an investment.
Now, like three. Syntax that they got going on.
I'm wondering if you just got to throw Bird in there just so to see if they can beat him.
Well, how about Bird for no money at all just takes on the champion? I mean, that's the thing. It'd be like Daniel LaRusso. He's already won the All-Valley Karate Tournament a couple of times. He's got to wait. He gets a bite of the final.
It's a townie off because now, like, Bird is the champ. Like,
right.
How many rounds of Townie Jeopardy, Bird, have you won? Two? Every one you've been involved in, right? Have you won?
Well, Joe beat him the last time, if you remember, with a great comeback at the end.
Oh, no, Pasta Joe was the wrestling thing. Remember, he pulled his shirt and surprised his own strength.
It was something else. It was the last category, which every answer was pasta. Boosted Pasta Joe past Bird at the end.
Well, that's not fair because Bird got confused. But, yeah, I mean, if you want to and you want to declare the winner, give them the money and then have a townie off with Bird.
I think that'd be great.
An exhibition townie off.
Sure. Why not? Bird's not going to think it's an exhibition. He's going to go all in.
Well, it's like when Hot Lips there. Hulk Hogan fought Rocky.
Right. Somebody need to tell him it's an exhibition.
Yeah.
Thunder Lips, Fred.
I'm sorry.
Hot Lips was MASH.
It's a Loretta Swift.
I'll tell you what. Hot Lips, I never saw her kiss a man. All right. Dan Shaughnessy will be joining us. He is the one who got up in the face of Bill Belichick and asked him about Malcolm Butler. Something's going to come out eventually. There's too many people involved. It's like whenever there's a unsolved murder, and then they say just wait around until someone's going to talk.
You would think so, but I thought it would have been out by now.
No, but I mean, if you watch that Evil Genius, they just waited around and waited for someone to say something.
Score!
I mean, you're talking about dominant run.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Ladies and gentlemen, give it up for psychobabble horse crap.
Toucher and Rich, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Bill, I know you're all about this year, and we all understand that. This year.
That's right.
And I wouldn't be doing my job if I didn't ask about last year.
Yeah, and last year is last year. I'm not focused on last year. Yeah.
What about the fact that everywhere we go, folks want to ask about Malcolm Butler? I mean, sports coaches, players, university. You're a sports fan.
Yeah, we've talked about that. That's multiple months ago.
Is there going to be any more explanation about why he didn't play?
Focused on training camp.
Would you do it any differently?
Training camp? Well, we're getting started. We're working on that right now. We'll do it the best we can.
And does it matter to you? Do you care that the fans want to know more about this?
I'm focused on doing the best that I can for the 2018 New England Patriots. That's my job. That's what I'm going to do. That's what I've always done in the past. You know, every day that I've coached here, I've done the best that I could for this football team, and I'll continue to do that. And right now, my focus is on the 2018 season, not 2017, not 2014, not 2007, not 2004, not 2001, not 2000. I'm not focused on any of those seasons. They're done.
And for this season's team, is it important for you to address the Malcolm Butler thing with your team?
It's important for me to have a good season in 2018. I'm going to do everything I can to do that. Do the best that I can for our football team. That's my job, and that's my responsibility. That's what I'm going to try to do. Hopefully you can respect that, but maybe not.
A little respect. Shaughnessy, give the man some respect. 98.5, the Sports Hub, we're Toucher and Rich. Dan Shaughnessy, of course, from the Globe. Everyone loves Dan Shaughnessy. And that was him talking to Bill Belichick at a press conference yesterday. Dan, first, thank you for taking the bullet and asking him what needed to be asked.
You're welcome. Nice to give content to all of everybody for a few days, or one day at least.
I just have a question. Will this ever come out? Because I was saying earlier, sometimes when there's, and this isn't obviously a crime, but sometimes when there's a crime and a lot of people are involved, the FBI or whoever assume, just wait around, someone's going to let everyone know what happened. In your opinion, is this information ever going to come out?
This falls more into the Kennedy assassination kind of crime, which is, you know, 50 years later, we're still trying to figure it out, and conspiracy films are made. And I'm concerned the answer to your question is no. It just feels like, I mean, he gets courted by Matt Patricia to play for him like a half hour after the game's over. So there's an insider who certainly saw whatever was going on, wants him right away. Vrabel hires him. So it doesn't appear to be. And then there was the whole, you know, media cartel campaign about all the misbehavior. You know, he's weed and curfew and concerts and meddling in the elections and, you know, all the stuff that was thrown against the wall on Malcolm, which he denied. And when he denied it, his teammates came out in support on social media. Brady, you know, Hightower, Gronk, important guys. So I don't know. Bill, you know, never liked it when guys didn't take the offer that they were given. You know, bad week of practice, but it doesn't add up when you go back to he played 98% of the snaps. He didn't come off the field against Jacksonville. And a week later, he sucks. He can't play in a game, which they're getting gashed. They can't get off the field. You know, they don't punt and they still lose the game because Bademosi's out there arm tackling. I mean, I don't know a ton about football, but I know that Butler, even when he's not good, can tackle.
Oh, sure. Of course. And I saw a lot of people yesterday. Not a lot. I mean, even people who are not Shaughnessy fans, I think, were defending you yesterday because everyone wants to know. However, there were some people saying, all right, why ask it now? Isn't this something that we should just let go? He's never going to answer it. And to that, I would say it's because that event triggered almost everything weird that happened this offseason. It was a domino effect. Because of that, you had Rob Gronkowski seeming to be like moping about whether he was going to come back. You had the Tom versus time. I needed some time away. There's already the division that was going on from the Seth Wickersham thing, which seemed to just get bigger after that loss. They had teammates or players on the team on Instagram openly questioning Bill Belichick and criticizing him, which we've never seen before. So that's why I think that question was prevalent, because do you think there's a chance that what happened with the Seattle Seahawks a couple years ago could happen here? It's a disastrous end that was so bad that it could affect the team from here on out.
I don't, because they're the Patriots and they have this record and they're in this division where everybody sucks and they know they're going to get to the first round bye, second round home game. They've got to win once to get to the AFC Championship. That's all still there for them if Tom stays upright. But to your question, yeah, I mean, it happened in Seattle. Carroll never admitted the mistake. And it lingered, and guys were like, they were pissed that they hadn't gotten their rings. They gave away a Super Bowl opportunity. There's guys here like that. Amendola's talked about it, as you referenced. It's hard to get local, you know, guys who are still here to talk about it. But that's why when he kept saying, I'm only going to think about this year, I said, well, what about this year's team? Do you need to address this with this year's team? And I think that's fair, because these things do linger. And I don't know about you guys, but everywhere – I talked to Troy Brown last night. He said, what you wrote is exactly what my life has been like. He said, the last 5 months, everywhere I go, everybody's like, hey, what's up with Malcolm Butler? What was that about?
Yeah. Do you believe that the players truly don't know? Because, I mean, you know, you talk to all of them. They say, I don't know. I have no idea. Do you believe that those people, like maybe people who weren't like directly, they didn't see whatever Malcolm Butler did, or they didn't hear it? Do you think that honestly they have no idea what happened and he's been keeping it a secret?
I do. I think this is like a Bill Ernie Adams nuclear code thing, you know, whatever it is, yeah.
Bill, we're talking about Bill Belichick. Dan is your name. Dan, is this the end of the crusade? Are you going to try and ferret out some more information as camp goes along here?
If I'm not mistaken, they're starting in 2 minutes down there. Maybe we can all fire up and get down there for the launch of day two here. And, you know, I'm kind of done with it for a while. I don't beat a path down there. I choose not to play in what I call the stupid game.
Sure.
You had a demonstration of that yesterday, you know, when it's Bill, is today Thursday? And, you know, instead of saying yes, it's like, well, traditionally that's the day that follows Wednesday, but I'm not going to tell you. And, you know, it's like, what's the point? And, you know, you see, it just beats it out of everybody down there to the point where nobody wants to ask anything because they know what's coming. So, for me, that's a rare, and I did try to get him one-on-one for a couple days beforehand through his consigliere, and, you know, that was politely rejected. So I thought, you know, because I appreciate that he gave me some rope there, some, you know, professional courtesy to go back. That's unusual with him. Instead of just cutting your legs off and going right to the backup tight end question, he allowed, you know, follow-ups, and I did appreciate that.
Does this year feel different down there?
Well, I'm not there a lot, as we say, but I mean, as we sit in our studios and we talk about it, yeah, there's more noise. It's legit. You know, there's at the top of the pyramid, the owner, the coach, the quarterback, that's all real. But, and, you know, once they get into season, I still say if Tom's upright, they get where they want to get, Final Four, because there's just, especially in their conference, I don't see any push coming. I mean, really. And in the division, it's an absolute joke. I mean, we're up to, you know, 46 quarterbacks in the AFC East, and they're all reinventing themselves every year, and they all suck.
What did you make of Jimmy Garoppolo getting texts from Bill after wins in San Francisco?
Yeah, that was, you know, and young Ben Volen followed up with that. That was a good question, and Bill did not deny it. He tried to audible and start talking about this year. That was 8 months ago, but he certainly didn't say, I never did that. And it's coming from Jimmy G's parents. Now, I don't know what the track record is on that, if that's something he, you know, I don't think he was sending texts to Jamie Collins when the Browns, you know, got into their season in 2016.
Or Bledsoe, but, yeah.
it's a little weird. And I think that this goes to where he's on a little shakier footing than usual, because it's always in Bill we trust and leave him alone, and he knows what he's doing. And that's been shaken a little bit by this decision, because let's face it, you referenced this already, when folks are siding with me in a thing with Belichick, that, you know, that's not good, because people, you know, hate me and will go the other way no matter what. So that was extraordinary, I thought. And I think, you know, he's getting this, is he serving the Patriots to the best of his ability? And, you know, that's being questioned because of the Butler play or non-play and the Garoppolo trade, and now you find out he's texting his guy Jimmy. I think there's some fans that aren't comfortable with that.
You know, you said that Belichick kind of gave you like a little bit of a rope there, and is it really that tough to ask a follow-up question? I mean, I'm glad you did it, and you did it. Every time I hear these press conferences, I think, why aren't they following up that answer? He's not answering what you said. Why doesn't someone just go, no, but what I'm asking is blah, 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 blah. Is it really that tough down there to ask a follow-up?
Well, I can't get all my feelings hurt or put my tail between my legs. Oh, geez, Bill didn't answer me. Bill's trying to embarrass me, make me look bad. I think you just have to realize this is just sports. It's what we're doing is entertainment. Right. It's fun. And you know, if he doesn't want to like me or whatever, that's okay. So, yeah, I think people just get their legs cut out, like I said, and Bill didn't answer my question. And he will. If you don't push back a little bit, that you're not going to get anywhere. And it's not a big deal. So, go ahead down there and ask your question and push back and try to go on with it, because we're talking about football games, for God's sakes.
All right. Well, Dan Shaughnessy making the news again, daring to ask Bill Belichick about why he made one of the biggest mistakes conceivably in Super Bowl history. Dan, thank you so much for the time.
Love you guys. Take care.
All right, see you, man.
Appreciate it. Did anyone make a big deal about Brady with his shirt off?
A little bit. There were people who talked about it. My whole thing was just, here is the only shocking thing for me. It wasn't that he was like, you know, doughier than I imagined him being. It's that if his whole thing is about fitness and TB12 and wanting that to be his legacy when he's done, it wasn't the best advertisement for it.
It was not.
Like, I mean, that's like pretty much the opposite of what you wanted in the universe. That made me feel better as a human being.
Well, yeah, I will tell you this.
that's what Brady was going for.
Is that I guarantee you he saw that picture and wasn't like, sweet.
I'm really glad
that's out there.
Unless that was the weird like PR department he's been working with that's trying to make him seem like a human being and not a robot.
I'm going
to
think that that's not what you want if you're his PR department. I'm going to think that you want this whole image of him being chiseled from steel.
Sure.
Because I'll tell you what, if you can eat what he supposedly eats and you look like that, life is not worth living.
That's an excellent point. Like, you tortured yourself.
Right. You torture yourself and you don't eat like tomatoes. You don't eat fruit. You don't, you know, eat all these things because you can't blend anything. Yeah. You've not allowed yourself to enjoy anything that it gives us any kind of satisfaction.
And that's the result?
Yeah. Like, no, thank you. Right. Like, I'd rather be like me. So what, you got 5 years on me? 10 years on me? In terms of how long you're going to live, those are the worst 10, baby.
Yeah.
By then, who knows what they'll have with medicine.
That's right. Where's your avocado ice cream now? Have fun.
All right, pretty boy.
Have fun in your 80s. Good for you.
All right. Well, it is very exciting. What do you want to do here? You want to do the Zuma dog or do you want to do the Guy Fieri?
Let's do Zuma dog.
All right. Zuma dog, yeah. I don't know about, but apparently he's a big hit. So I look forward to hearing that. Here are the headlines.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Ace is on the case.
And guess what? I'm not the ranch. I have two boobs, not six. My ex-husband's the killer. And newsflash, she's not dead.
My name is Ace. Ooh, and I've been on this case.
98.5, the Sports Hub, we're Toucher and Rich, and it's never more exciting than when people get in front of city councils. They're library people. They're people that take advantage of everything a community has to offer. They're fascinated by everything.
Library people. You did call it. You're like, this is the kind of person that, you know, you just see wandering around a library. And that woman just complained that she was kicked out of the library and they wouldn't let her log on any of the computers.
Yeah, because, you know, they figured that anything that's free is something that needs to be used at all times. All right. So where am I at here with this thing?
So there is a gentleman who, once again, we've been exploring these people who show up at city council meetings because most of them are just borderline maniacs. There is a gentleman out of Venice, right near Venice Beach, California. And he is a guy that you can tell is right front and center. He's waiting to speak. the very moment you're allowed to speak, he seems to be first in the docket. Didn't seem to have a lot going on that day, I guess.
Right, and they just know. They're like, oh, hey, you know, come on in.
And you can tell by the reaction of some of the people who were there that maybe they didn't feel too, I don't know, safe about this guy being there, possibly. Sometimes you see a guy just kind of throwing a fit, and you're like, all right, well, maybe we might want to call some security.
Or maybe it's just better to let him say his piece and then move on.
Just be all set. So let's go ahead and let's get to this. This is a gentleman that Hardy met here with us earlier, but we learned a little more about him since. And we wanted to save this for you, Fred. So
I'm honored. All right, here we go.
Would you give us your full name as well?
Don't pretend like you don't know. Y'all is Zuma Dog. That's Zuma Dog, because I'm twice the G you'll ever be. You feel me?
If you can hold us down for 1 second. Hey, Mr. LaBange? Full name of the individual speaking. Is that your legal name, sir?
And they're like, why?
Like, Ray, are we really going to put this in the ledger?
Yeah, like, why? Why do you just let him go? Why in the world do you need me to sit here while you and listen to this moron go crazy?
Yeah, Zuma Dog, by the way, a Malibu Most Wanted.
Okay, so he is a white gentleman?
Yes, he is.
He's got a website and everything, Fred. We had to look him up.
Yep.
Okay.
My name's Zuma Dog under the Brown Act.
And you have security around here, Mr. City Attorney? You talk about that, Mr. City Attorney?
I got metal detector searches, y'all.
Hold on 1 second. Hold on 1 second.
Regarding the security of the building, that's another issue.
Please continue.
Yeah, triumphant victorious number one. I didn't even start yet. I'm already triumphantly victorious as a public advocate. So everybody knows it's Zuma Dog, Zuma Dog. I'm twice the G.
Bring the volume out just a little bit. Thank you.
What? That's like a guy who raises his hand during meetings in the conference room.
Right. Just
when you just want to get out of there.
Just
like,
let the guy go.
Yeah. Like, who cares about the stupid volume? Who cares about what the real guy's name is? Like, we might have to come back to this Zuma Dog, D-O-double-G.
What's great about this is that there's a guy who is listening to the audio on his headphones, like, because they're recording this obviously for record. And the minute the guy just goes like, "Yeah, yeah," you see him like, cover his head, like, "Ah!"
Oh, so they're not meant for someone incoherently babbling.
Yeah, right. They have to crank it because it's most people just mumbling under their breath about the water fountains at the city zoo. So, but Zuma Dog,
the water does not come out in a big enough stream.
No, it does not.
How come everybody's trying to block me, y'all? Don't you see? I got an LA Times article right now. I've been coming to.
By the way, that is Eddie Murphy. Like, that's Eddie Murphy when he's doing like Donkey from Shrek.
Well, he's a man of a thousand voices.
He is
Zuma Dog. Not to be confused with Zuma Dog, who's not around anymore.
Bring the volume out just a little bit. Thank you.
Everybody's trying to block me, y'all. Don't you see? I got an LA Times article right now. I've been coming to city council. The LA Times picked up on my whole story, y'all. Public advocate, Zuma Dog waves. Zuma Dog wags tail in council's face, y'all. And now KCET picked up the article, y'all. So if you won't see about the bamboozlements and mistruths and unconstitutionalities that's taking place on Venice Beach, you got too many police down there doing unconstitutional things. Watch KCET on Wednesday. That's the kind of stuff you like to watch. It's PBS. They said, Zuma Dog, we saw your stories on the news, and now we're going to do an article. That's on Wednesday, y'all. KCET, Zuma Dog, public advocate.
Oh, thank you. That's your time.
Okay, thank you. That's your time.
Somehow, let him away. I can't believe it.
Am I crazy or is Zuma Dog not done?
I don't think he's done. No. Even though the security is trying to. Why is the security there? Why are they trying to take him away?
I don't know. All he said is that Zuma Dog's going to be on the news.
Sure. Yeah.
My name's Zuma Dog under the Brown Act.
Yes, of course. Yes, yes. The Brown Act.
So everybody knows it's Zuma Dog.
What you're saying is he's hiding in a porta potty.
That's the Brown Act.
Hey!
Pink Eye Paul Stanley, it has been a while.
I'm under the Brown Act. Okay. I'm going to play a fiddler on the roof. I'm not in the costume
but Pink Eye Paul Stanley, I don't think you really realize what the Brown Act is. I don't know what it is, but I don't think it's what you think it is.
Well, it depends.
Well, it depends. Okay.
What they ate!
Okay. Right. See, it could be something other than brown. Big Guy Paul Stanley, your eye is worse than normal today. What have you been up to?
I'll tell you.
I was overseas. I ain't got no ointment.
Oh. You were overseas. What were you doing overseas?
I got on a Carnival cruise ship and hid in the giant hamper with all the dirty people on Carnival cruises. Sometimes I head out in the jello mode. Hello!
So you just like, you stay in the hamper and it just like rains down on you. Is it the chutes?
Yeah, there's like a chute.
I think I fall stale again. It seems like it's just got out of control. You've gotten almost both eyes.
Well, me, I become friends with the staff, you know. I sign a guitar. Don't mind me.
Okay, well, thank you very much. I don't know what that has to do with the Brown Act or what's being talked about with Zuma Dog.
I'm General Dirty Undies.
General Dirty Undies. Right.
The Ralph M. Brown Act, located at California, is an act of the California State Legislature authored by Assemblymember Ralph M. Brown and passed in 1953 that guarantees the public right to attend and participate in meetings of local legislative bodies.
Okay, well, I'm glad that helped us.
This is a man of great... he's Zuma Man Esquire.
Yes, he went to Wikipedia, apparently, at the library.
That's your time. If you can please conclude. And if we can give a warning to all folks, please, that the volume... as well, and pursuant to what we have said here, that if we can refrain from personal, impertinent, abusive, profane remarks, and also something in which is at that volume too, it is difficult to hear and it's difficult to take in the public comment at that.
That's true. Yeah. They missed out on everything that Zuma had to say.
So it's basically just a line of maniacs.
Right.
Could you imagine the Venice Beach City Council meeting?
Jesus. And the amount of shoes that are being worn there? Very little.
They come out roller skates in like Daisy Duke shorts.
Yeah,
like they're shooting the duck down the aisle.
It's like a bunch of Billy Crystals from Running Scared. They all move in.
It's an excellent reference.
No, this is Gregory Hines. He's only got one day left on the force.
They got their weight sets in there. They're just crushing these weights as they're waiting. So what we found out something about Zuma Dog. Apparently, Zuma Dog is also a musician, and we have stumbled across his music. Now, I, on purpose, did not listen to this.
But, Fred, we all knew it was good because Mike Lockhart came in the next day and said, this deserves to be played at 8 o'clock.
Okay.
So, he just said, and then it was like, let's
We're plugging this in for 8 tomorrow morning.
All right. Let's hear what Zuma Dog says when he plays his music.
Do you have his music?
I do.
All right. I don't even know what the name of this is. It's
yeah, I don't either.
Track one. Let's go.
Oh, yeah! Time for the biggest hit from Kiss!
Rock and roll Mike?
That sounded like rock and roll Mike.
Where'd this guy get Michael Buffer? Sounds real professional.
Oh!
Okay, man.
Oh!
Right, now I don't know why that's happening.
All right, you got
it. Okay. We're having issues.
Big guy Paul Staley, speaking of issues, what do you think of Zuma Dog?
Some people say I got issues. I say just enjoy life, carpe diem.
Okay.
Oh, yeah! Time for the biggest hit from Kiss!
Bobby McFerrin.
That's right.
He's doing all the voices.
This is like the sound of murder.
Well, yeah.
I like it.
Oh, hang on. Hang on. You know what that is?
I Was Made for Loving You.
It is.
Yeah.
It's a Kiss song.
Yeah.
I had no idea. I couldn't understand. Dan's saying that's what he said at the beginning. I had no idea.
No, he just said it's a song from Kiss, but it is I Was Made for Loving You.
Okay.
Okay. Here we go.
Tonight, I want to lay at your feet. Cause girl, I was made for you.
Notice I put girl in there.
That is my preference.
I love girls and their feet.
Now he's a feet guy?
No, it's the only part of girls that I like.
Okay, just
the feet.
All right, just the feet.
Because it makes them skedaddle.
Okay, all right. Can't really tell the difference.
And girl, you were made for me.
All right. Well, that is just a version of I Was Made for Loving You.
So is everything his own instrument? There's no real instruments? This is
I'm going to guess that, yeah, if you know how to play an instrument, you're not immediately going to your mouth.
Somebody said this is the last thing you hear before you're murdered and turned into a lampshade.
Yeah, well.
I think it's Casio on this one.
Name that song in two stabs.
Just I like the coconut. I want to eat the coconut. Want to drink the coconut. Want to bust the coconut. Can I drink the juice up? Cause I like the coconut. Don't you like the coconut? Could to drink the coconut. Can I eat the coconut? Could to fix it with the straw. And I suck up all the juice. I got nothing else to do. But I've got the coconut. And I like the coconut.
It's one of the rare times I'm actually speechless.
Well, he's referring to a human head. The way that he kind of...
I imagine him just sitting there, like, he just cracks some guy's skull, and he's lying there like life was in his hands, and he just takes a little straw slowly out.
It's the way that he can compartmentalize what he's done.
Just like, a coconut.
Yeah, just a it's not the corpse's head, it's a coconut.
Right. It wasn't my landlord.
Can you drink the juice off up? To make my coconut.
All right, we have to break. We have one more from the Zoom man.
He's got just like red all over his face, like it's a clown makeup.
All right, so we return.
Stay tuned for more Toucher and Rich on 98.5 Sports Hub.